The sound of the city. Cooper and Luke. 98FM's Big Breakfast.
98FM's Big Breakfast. Welcome back to the show for the 16th time in a row, Mr. Kevin McGahey.
You have to start every interview at that pitch.
Yeah.
How's it going, guys? This is how normal people talk, and then you just bring it down to a normal voice.
You are a comedian.
Yeah.
It's weird because if you Google your name, the comedian is not the first thing that comes up.
What is it?
Have you done that yet?
Is it Rascal?
No. Kevin McGahern, Hardy Books, first.
That's what comes up.
Yeah.
So.
Second is Fast and Furious.
Okay.
Because the documentary.
Documentary, yeah.
Very good documentary.
Thanks very much.
May I add?
You're a car head.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But you were more boy racery.
Yeah, I got a bit of slack over it from the Indus, from the boy racer boys. First of all, they don't like being called boy racer. It's a bit derogatory.
Motorheads.
Because there was a lot of people saying like, they're only showing the gobshites. They're only showing the big eejits. But unfortunately, they're the ones who are entertaining.
Exactly.
Like there was loads of guys who were like, I'm a big Toyota head. And I sent away for a bracket to Japan. It cost €200, and I got a special gear knob. And you're like, sorry, lads. It's just boring compared to lads who race each other in housing estates.
Yeah, and backstreets. Every time I see, like, if I'm down the country and I see, like, those circles of tire.
Oh, yeah, the donuts.
Yeah, I just think of you. Because you were there, you're like, look, there's one of them here.
Yeah, yeah. It was like
you'd found it.
Like tracking hoof prints, yeah. licking the rubber, yeah.
Pirellis, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Then comes your wife.
Kevin
McGahern is wife, number three.
Right.
Let her know.
Gotcha.
Is she famous in any way?
No.
So they're just looking for who your missus is.
Yeah, I guess these are Google searches, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not just me. Four is Whelan's. You must frequent that.
Sometimes I do gigs there. Often I drink there.
Okay. And five is comedian. So you're fifth most known for being a comedian. You're back at the Vodafone Comedy Festival.
Probably doesn't say a lot for my career direction. Yeah.
That's a good opener. You can have that.
There we go. I probably won't. You usually should open with something strong.
Funny. I get you. I understand. is there a bit of pressure every year? You're like, oh, flip. It's coming around again. I'm going to have to come up with something to make people laugh.
There is a pressure, yeah. Because, you want to be writing new stuff the whole time. And it's hard to... It's hard to come up with stuff that works. It's very easy to write bad comedy, you know. But it's outweighed by looking forward to just seeing other comedians and having great crack.
It seems like rag week for comedians.
It is totally rag week. That's a great description.
Oh, you'll take that, will we?
I will take that. I will say in summer camp, but rag week is more accurate.
More shifting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were only talking to Joanne McNally and she was essentially saying that y'all score, which is so nice.
Well, I've always been in a relationship for the festival, so I've never... And plus, throughout my life, I've always put drinking with people ahead of scoring with people.
Does not lead to the...
No, it doesn't. There comes a time in a night where you're like, right, well, I can continue drinking and have great crack, or I can try and score with this one who could be a dose, could be an absolute dose, and I could be sitting in bed going like... I wish I was there with the lads getting sick. And I've always been a firm believer in session. Right. Session before moths.
So bros before hoes, session before moths.
Yeah.
I get you. The hashtag we want, or what we want, RTE was trending for a while.
Yes, I saw that, yeah.
And you were all over the Bring Back Republic of Telly bandwagon.
Yeah.
I'm on the bandwagon with you, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I think in general, like, I'm not saying, like, let's bring back Republic, but let's bring back something like it.
Yeah. An outlet.
Because I think it probably did end. It probably ended at the right time. I know people are saying like it ended too early, but we had good ratings towards the end. And I think it's better to bow out when it's doing well rather than bow out when it dips, you know, like The Simpsons.
Yes, or Sex and the City.
Or I've only watched the sex scenes in Sex and the City.
Well.
But yeah, I think the general consensus was RTE, let's make more comedy, you know.
Yeah.
We need to have more panel shows, just have more ways for comedians to just a showcase for comedians, you know.
The panel itself, I remember growing up.
The panel itself was brilliant, like
amazing.
It introduced like a lot of Irish people wouldn't go to comedy clubs, and it introduced them to a whole host of people they never knew about, and they're like, right, well, I like that Andrew Maxwell guy, I'm gonna check him out, you know. So yeah, we need more like that.
Definitely. No, I agree with you. We're talking to Kevin McGahern. He is in the Vodafone Comedy Festival. Dates, my friend. Give me a date.
Oh,
come on, top of your head.
Yeah, top of the old count here. just as soon as I just access this part of my brain where I've got it all lined up. It's no, that's today's date. That's no good. Oh God, here it is now, just coming around. I'm sure you can edit out all this crap.
No, it's all staying in.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Vodafone, Thursday 25th to Sunday 28th. We got a whole host of great Irish and American acts. We got Tommy Tiernan. Yeah. Ever heard of him?
Sometimes.
Dylan Moran. Michelle Wolf, you know her. She did the Washington Correspondents' Dinner. She annoyed Trump. Jim Gaffigan, an amazing comedian. He's also Christian.
Oh.
So if any Christians out there are complaining that there's no comedy for them, go see Jim Gaffigan. You'd love him. He's a lovely man. Foil Arms and Hogg. If you don't know Foil Arms and Hogg, you're an absolute disgrace.
Yeah.
They're one of the funniest sketch groups in the country at the moment. And yeah, see them live. They will knock the bloody socks off. And you'll complain because your socks are gone so far away from your feet.
Kevin McGarren, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Sound of the City, 98FM's Big Breakfast.